Millions of Syrians have fled the war in their country over the past few years. Just ordinary people looking for a safe place to live their lives. People like the Das family we met here on the show yesterday. They left Syria in 2015 when ISIS captured their hometown of Palmyra. They ended up in a refugee camp in Greece and later won asylum in Germany. They were placed in the small town of Traunreuth in Bavaria. Yesterday we heard how they were settling into a new life there. Germany provides housing when people first arrive and some financial support, but the country relies on volunteers to help refugees learn German and begin to navigate daily life. Today, Gene Carstensen reports on how those volunteers and other residents of Traunreuth feel about the refugees arriving in their town.
In Deutschland heißt es jetzt guten Appetit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Das family introduces me to their German tutor, Christa Schmidt, over lunch.
She's coming every 2 weeks to learn us some Deutsch. She is nice.
Today, Schmidt is driving a Syrian refugee named Ali to the district capital to help him with some paperwork. We stop at an Arab grocery on the way so Ali can do some shopping. She babies him a little bit and offers to pay, but Ali won't let her. All the help Ali is getting from Schmidt and others in Traunreuth make him optimistic that his new life in Germany will work out.
Syria, gestern 6 Jahre, 7 Jahre, Syria good, und heute nicht gut.
Compared to Syria, he tells me, everything in Germany is good. But Schmidt isn't quite so optimistic. Not just about Ali, but about the future of lots of refugees she knows. Many of the students she tutors are beginners, and she has to start with the very basics, with the alphabet.
I'm starting from scratch with the ABCs and the numbers 1, 2, 3, because it's all completely different from what they know.
She doesn't think very many will ever learn German well. And she's also worried about them finding permanent housing here in Bavaria once their asylum claims have been accepted.
The housing market is really difficult now. It's very tough to find a place to live.
Ali is just starting to look. Schmidt helps him apply for the permit he will need to show potential landlords.
Zimmer 78. Okay. Das alles mit mir, gell? Danke.
Meanwhile, down the hall, I learn more about Bavaria's refugee housing crisis. Every area in Germany is required under federal law to take in its share of refugees. Government spokesperson Roman Schneider tells me that his district has taken in 1,800 and has, at least initially, been able to house them in good conditions.
Not, sage ich jetzt mal, in den Jahren Ende 2014.
We are proud as a county that even in the really challenging years, 2014 and 2015, we never had to house the refugees in gyms or bad facilities.
But when it's time for them to leave refugee housing and rent a place of their own, it's almost impossible. Bavaria's real estate market is hot, and landlords can easily get much higher rents than what refugees can pay with their housing stipend. But being able to afford the rent isn't the only challenge. At the refugee housing complex in Traunreuth, I meet Heidi Plank, a volunteer who goes out with refugees on their apartment searches. She says some people think refugees are taking housing away from Germans.
There's a lot of jealousy. People say that the refugees are getting all the apartments, and poor Germans are not.
Others have watched the news of events in Paris and Cologne and have decided they just don't like refugees, and they won't rent to them.
Deutschland und Europa werden von Flüchtlingen überflutet.
That's a speech from one of the two anti-immigrant rallies that Oliver Koglot organized last year, with support from the far-right Alternative for Germany party. I meet Koglot outside the city hall, where both rallies took place. He says Angela Merkel's open-door policy is allowing too many Muslims into Germany, and he doesn't believe they will integrate.
I would see the solution a lot more in ending the wars and giving that people a chance to go home to rebuild their country, instead of integrating them here, which will not work for the vast number.
Ironically, Koglot is a migrant himself. In fact, 90% of Traunreut's residents are ethnic German migrants who came from Eastern Europe in several waves beginning in World War II. Koglot came from Romania in 1981 when he was 6 years old.
Does that make you more empathic in some way to the situation of these refugees coming in now?
No. The opposite is true.
Koglot resents today's refugees. When his parents came, he says, it wasn't so easy.
To come from Romania to Germany, where really my parents, they signed the papers, they had to pay 5,000 marks. We had to wait 8 years, yeah, they signed that. I was only allowed to bring one box with them, yeah. It was really complicated, and not just go through and that's it.
Even though he already spoke German, he had a different accent and felt like an outsider.
In Traunreut, I felt not like 100% German. I felt like, I must learn the language better. I'm not from here.
The key to integration for Koglot and the other German migrants was mastering German and finding a job.
Speaking German and working, yeah.
Christa Schmidt, the German tutor who helps so many refugees, also has a migrant past. Her family came to Traunreut in a horse-drawn wagon after World War II, when Stalin expelled many Germans from Romania.
Mit Pferd und Wagen und Kindern. Die waren mit 5 Kindern unterwegs, mit 3 eigenen und 2 Cousinen.
My mother told me that at the end of the war, she had to come here with 5 kids, with just a horse and a wagon. And my father was away, working as a tailor at the Dachau concentration camp. It was a very hard time.
But unlike Koglot, her family's experiences make her empathize with today's refugees. I know she is worried about the obstacles they face, learning German so they can work and finding a good permanent place to live. But I'm still surprised by how few refugees she thinks will integrate.
I think 5 or 6% will integrate. I don't think it will be more. That will take generations. But if in a few years 6 or 7% succeed, I think we'll be lucky.
So that's the underlying tension I sense in Traunreut and Bavaria. There's a lot of goodwill. Citizens like Schmidt are volunteering, and the government has a can-do attitude. But those same players who say, we're helping, they doubt integration can actually work. Maybe the district spokesperson, Roman Schneider, sums up the ambivalence best.
Many people just say, all right, they're here now, so let's make the best of it.
For The World, Jean Carstensen, Traunreut, Germany.
Jean's reporting on refugees is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.